Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, November 29th. Israel and Hamas have once again reached the last few hours of their truce, but negotiators are hoping to get another extension. Over the last 5 days of the truce, Hamas has released 81 hostages, Israel has freed 180 Palestinians from prison, and people in Gaza have gotten much-needed aid, as well as relief from airstrikes for the first time in 7 weeks. The people released by both sides have mostly been women, children, and teenagers, like Emily Hand, who turned 9 in Hamas captivity. Take a listen to her dad describing the moment he got to see her again.
It was beautiful, just like I imagined it, you know, running together. I probably squeezed too hard.
Now sources say officials from the US, Qatar, and Egypt are working to extend the agreement even further, and the director of the CIA is in Doha to push for a broader deal that would include men and soldiers. But the Israeli military says it's getting ready to continue its campaign against Hamas when the truce ends. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it will carry on until Gaza is, quote, no longer a threat to Israel, which he said includes freeing all of the hostages and wiping out Hamas. At least one person has died after a US military Osprey aircraft crashed off the coast of a Japanese island early this morning. That's according to the Japan Coast Guard, which tells CNN it's found what it believes is the wreckage of a military aircraft in the crash area near Yakushima Island. It says there were 6 people on board the Osprey, but when I recorded this, there was no news on the other 5 individuals, or what caused the crash. This is a developing story, and you can find more on CNN.com. More people died from suicide in the US last year than any other on record. CDC data shows nearly 50,000 lives were lost from intentional self-harm that year, with men about 4 times more likely than women to die by suicide. And while the rates were highest among senior men, the rate for women saw the biggest jump in 2022. If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts or mental health, please call the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by dialing 988 or go to 988lifeline.org. Meanwhile, new CDC data also shows life expectancy in the US has started rebounding after historic drops during the COVID-19 pandemic. 2022 saw a 1.1-year increase in overall life expectancy at birth to 77 and a half years. But that's still lower than it's been in about 2 decades. Liz Cheney has a new book out, and it does not hold back. CNN got an exclusive look ahead of its release next week, and in it, the former Republican representative, who was shunned by the pro-Trump wing of the party, names who she calls Trump enablers in the GOP. CNN's Jamie Gangel tells us more.
She names names, she has emails, text messages. The book is extraordinary because it goes behind the scenes. And for the first time, you're hearing details about her Republican colleagues, about the Republican Party, and really their cowardice is the word she uses in their support of Donald Trump.
In the book, the Wyoming Republican calls Trump, quote, the most dangerous man ever to inhabit the Oval Office. Cheney also delivers a particularly devastating takedown of former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who she says told her that Trump knew he'd lost the election. Well, Mother Nature wasn't feeling the holiday spirit yesterday. That's next. The national Christmas tree was no match for Washington's gusty weather. Yesterday, the DC area saw wind gusts of more than 30 miles an hour, with one toppling over the 40-foot Norway spruce in the afternoon. The tree was later put back up, and the national Christmas tree lighting ceremony seems to be on schedule for tomorrow. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.